Australia has just sweltered through its hottest month on record. The Bureau of Meteorology has released its January climate statistics, and they're prompting a group of doctors to urge the federal government to act on climate change. Sarah Maunder reports.
Heat records were broken in New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria and the Northern Territory, with the other states experiencing one of their warmest months ever. Australia-wide, it's the first time the mean average temperature has exceeded 30 degrees. Dr. Andrew Watkins is the senior climatologist with the Bureau of Meteorology.
It's not only been our hottest January on record, it's actually been our hottest month on record. And those records go back to 1910.
Records broken in January include the hottest overnight temperature and the hottest minimum temperature. Dr. Watkins again.
Well, there's been so many records, it's really hard to count. 36.6 degrees was the lowest it got to at Boronia Downs in northwest New South Wales. But we've also seen some strings of long periods of very hot weather. Look, at the most extreme end, we had 4 days in a row at Menindee over 47 degrees. But we've also had very long strings of hot weather of 40 days or so of temperatures over 40 degrees in parts of western Queensland and also in western New South Wales as well.
Doctors for the Environment Australia is an organisation of medical professionals focused on promoting healthcare through caring for the environment. Dr. John van der Kallen is the New South Wales chair.
Clearly, the immediate impact of these extreme temperatures have immediate health impacts on all the population, but particularly young people, workers, the elderly. But in the broader sense, the continuing increase in temperatures is a huge concern when we're looking at the predictions for climate change, because we're really at a crucial moment, and unless something dramatic happens, these events like the January heat wave is just going to be the beginning.
The Bureau of Meteorology predicts the hot weather will continue. Senior climatologist Andrew Watkins.
Well, odds are favouring that heat continuing at least through February into March and April. Odds of over 80% that we'll have warmer than normal days and nights as well. In terms of rainfall, look, high odds of it being drier over in the west, but over in the east, slight chance of being a little bit wetter in some parts of the southeast, but in reality, no strong swings towards exceptionally dry or exceptionally wet.
Senior climatologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Dr. Andrew Watkins, ending that report from Sarah Maunder.